بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Last week we discussed some of the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Today, Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir, the greatest. The understanding of this great name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Generally we tell people don't have takabbur. Takabbur is to be haughty and proud about oneself. So Al-Mutakabbir, this belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that the greatest is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All grandeur, greatness only belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is eternal. There is no person that can contest Allah, snatch it away from Allah. Nor does Allah have any fear that someone can overpower him in his greatness and his grandeur. There's no person that can come as an opponent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His greatness. That is why some have given the definition of this word Al-Mutakabbir, this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Mutakabbir, is Alladhi yatakabbaru ala utadi khalqihi idha naza'uhu bil'azamah. That who is this greatest Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is that great being who exhibits his greatness upon his disobedient servants when they contest him in greatness. When any of these servants want honor and pride for themselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibits this quality against them. Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-kibriya'u rida'i, that greatness is my garment. Wal-azamatu, pride, is me, belongs to me. فَمَنْ نَازَعَنِي وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمَا قَذَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if anyone wants to snatch these two greatness and pride from me, then I will throw him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. That belongs to me. So we have no reason to be proud and haughty about ourselves, because this belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi Rahmatul Ali says, what is Al-Mutakabbir? He says, الَّذِي تَكَبَّرَ بِرُبُوبِيَّتِهِ فَلَا شَيْءَ مِثْلُهُ. That great being, who greatness belongs to him because he is the only Rabb. He has created, fashioned, sustains, the entire world, and there is no one like him. That is the greatest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-mutakabbir, greatness is for Allah. No person can do and come anywhere close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above and beyond the sifat and the qualities of the makhluk and the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It's the cry of the ulama, but it's something that we really need to give some thought, that how much have I understood the message of my Allah? And definitely, when we read Quran, sometimes you're sitting in the haram, or sometimes the imam is performing salah in the haram, or wherever it may be, in your local masjid, and there's Arabs around, they understand one ayah, and that will reduce them to tears. Just one ayah they understood. Allah is sounding a warning, and they take heed immediately. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah exclusively, solely belongs greatness and majesty. فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, in the skies, وَالْأَرْضِ, and in the earth. فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, just one sign of the greatness of Allah, only one. That at any given moment, there are 70,000 angels that are making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the skies. After the 7,000 are finished, they will never ever get a chance to make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur for the rest of their lives. And at any given moment, there are 70,000 making tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur. Now what is the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when there are so many of the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He has created? On the earth, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There isn't anything in the creation of Allah, above the earth, beneath the earth, within the earth, between the heavens and the earth, except that it is hymning the glory and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are also making tasbih of Allah. They are also hymning the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name Allahu Akbar, ulama explain and say that if you really have to go through it, there isn't a second in this material world that the name Allahu Akbar is not being taken. Any time, any second, any minute, Allahu Akbar is being said. If you look at the adhan, then adhans are being called out at different moments of the day. If you go at the different timelines of the earth, then at any given moment, then the Maghrib Salah time is setting in. Minute for minute, if you go only in South Africa, that is why you look at the perpetual timetable in Durban, you'll see some places plus 1 minute, plus 2 minutes, plus 3 minutes. Some minus one, minus two, minus three. So at any given moment, the adhan for Maghrib Salah is being called out. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Reminding us of the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If not a child is being born, adhan is given. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If not someone is in the haram, he's reciting and he's reading the Quran Kareem. Someone is in salah, he's in ruku, he's wherever. Allahu Akbar, he goes down. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar, he goes into sajda. He wakes up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Every intiqal and movement between postures is Allahu Akbar. This is Allahu Akbar, al-mutakabbir, the greatest Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When will we recognize the greatness of Allah? When we understand and realize we are nothing. Umar Ithani, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. You see, there's four rightly guided Khulafa'i Rashidin. There's four of them. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhum. Ulama are unanimous on the fact, had there been a fifth, it would have been Umar Ithani. Meaning Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was not a Sahabi. But he threaded so carefully the path of Nubuwa in his Khilafah as being the leader and the Amir and the Imam of the Muslims. So one day, he sees that his son, owns a silver ring to the value of 100 dirhams. This is mashallah. Very nice. So he sends the message to his son that I've got news, you own a ring to the value of 100 dirhams. In those days, one dirham, you'll get one sheep. So one ring, 100 sheep. Today we're still looking around for price for one sheep for qurbani. So that's his ring, the value of 100 sheep. So anyway, whatever the case be. So he tells his son, I want you with that ring, 100 dirhams, I want you to give that into sadaqah and feed 100 poor people. And I want you to make a ring for yourself. So that ring that's expensive, sell it and feed the poor and make another ring for yourself. And on that ring that you will inscribe, رحم الله إمرأً عرف قدر نفسه. Oh my son, engrave on it, may Allah have mercy on the person who has recognized his worth. Write that and remind yourself every day who you are. One day Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he sees a youngster. And this youngster is really, you know, he's tip top from head to toe. Can see the beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with beauty. The way he's dressed up, he's dolled up from head to toe. Everything is shining. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh looks at him and he's amazed. And he looks at him in amazement like, you're so beautiful. So this youngster also looks at him and he says, oh Malik, you amazed with my beauty? Serious? Do you know who I am? So he says, yeah, I know who you are. And this youngster was the son of the leader of the time, of the Khalifa. The son of the wazir. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, he's asking Malik bin Dinar, you know who I am? So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, yeah, I know who you are. He says, who am I? He says, أَوَّلُكَ نُطْفَةٌ مَذِرَةٌ وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَةٌ قَذِرَةٌ وَأَنْتَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ تَحْمِلُ الْعَزِرَةٌ. Now to translate this in English. You see, now what was your beginning? You were napak, najis fluid. You know what's your end? You're a smelling corpse. You know what you're in between now? In between, this is who you are. Carrying your fetus between your beautiful skin. That's who you are. So he looks at him. He says, that describes me exactly who I am. So there's no reason for us to be proud about ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that quality. Few examples of how we can get rid of the takabbur that we may possess within ourselves. Number one, think about Allah. We're going to stand in front of Him. We're nothing. Number two, make salam. Make salam. Al-badiu bis-salam bari'um min al-kibr. Nabi Sam says, initiate the salam, you're free from pride. It is a remedy to remove pride when you make salam to the person first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Not that no, because I'm the imam sahab, the muqtadis must make salam first. Or because I'm the teacher, the students must make first. Yes, if he's teaching them a lesson, it's a different case. I'm the father, you the son, you must make salam to me first. No, we will initiate irrespective whoever it is, make the salam first. Nabi Sam taught us such a beautiful dua. Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayuni nasi kabira. O my Allah, in my eyes I must be humble and small. But ya Allah, make me honored and big in the eyes of people. They must hold a good opinion about me. But I must have no thought about myself. Myself, I must have no opinion. No good opinion about myself. I must be humble to myself. So that is the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Mutakabbir. Some ulama explain and say, that person who continuously recites this name, Al-Mutakabbir, Ya Mutakabbir, or Al-Mutakabbir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him honor in this world and the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him izzah and honor in this world and in the next. The next two names, inshallah, just these two names, the next three names, all three are linked. And then we will stop, inshallah. One is Al-Khaliq, one is Al-Bari', and one is Al-Musawwir. Al-Khaliq is the creator. Al-Bari'u is the perfect maker. In Arabic, if you look in the dictionary, Khaliq, Khalaqa, is to create. Bara'a is also to make and create, but there is a slight difference. We'll explain. Al-Musawwir is the shaper, that which gives form, the being that gives form. So Al-Khaliq is the creator. Al-Bari'u is, so Al-Khaliq is to create something, from non-existence into existence. Only belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, no person. If you make anything in this world, you never brought it from non-existence. If you brought it from non-existence, you use material in existence. Insan, Allah created you from nothing. You were nothing, and He had already destined you would come into being. And He used nutfa, liquid, to bring you into existence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings from non-existence into existence. That is Al-Khaliq. But Al-Bari' Al-Mubdi'u lil-Khalq. Al-Mubdi'u lil-Khalq. Wal-Mukhtari'u lahu ala ghayri mithalin sabiq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who creates something without any duplication or any replica to it. That when Allah created us, then He never look at the plan. Okay, this is what we need to do. Okay, next, put his eyes. Right, this is what we need to do next. No. When man today wants to do something, he's got a plan. And then he will build the house. He's got a sketch. And then he will fashion. He's got a design. And then he will sew. He's got an idea of what it is in the market. And he makes something similar. Maybe he elaborates and he goes a little bit deeper, but he's got some idea of how it is, or it should be made, and he sketches something out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created us without any flaws. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Look at the creation of Allah. هَلْ تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Do we see any deficiency, any fault, any cracks in the creation of Allah? Allah subhanahu says, look and look again. ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look one more time. If you can't see, look, and you will find no flaw, no deficiency in the creation of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah asks the question in the Quran. Is there any creator besides me? Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah says, I created everything. Shay. Even if it's an atom I created, you can't even create something. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. All power, all might, all guardianship belongs to me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Meaning if you feel that you can create something, well, sustain it lifelong. If you feel you can make something, then keep it to perfection lifelong. No. There's a maintenance plan. There's a service plan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. Look at the greatness of Allah. Man digs into the ground and he throws a hard seed. That seed is hard. He can't even bite it. And he throws it into the ground. He covers it with the sand and he waters it. That same seed will break. فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. Who is that being that is breaking that hard seed in that ground? Who is it? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shoot or that sapling that comes out as thin as a thread of cotton, yet it breaks through that hard soil and it comes up as a root. Or it comes up as a stem. Small. Yet when it is down in that ground, then it is thin like a cotton thread. How is it coming up? Only with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعْمِ. Allah subhanahu says, look at your own food. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّى ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. Look at how we've created. You think you're just having biryani? Mulana, our principal, Mulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that you think you're just enjoying one cup of rice or just one plate of biryani. Where is this rice coming from? Who planted? Who was watering? Who irrigated? Who harvested? Who cleaned? Packaged? Then it goes, from where did it come? Which part of the world? How much of effort? And now you think it's only one grain of rice.
how many people Allah and how many systems Allah put into work for one grain of rice to come into that biryani for you. Everything was working so insan can enjoy and he can have that hawat of that one plate of biryani. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la ibara. The milk that you are enjoying, that milk that you are drinking. Wa inna lakum fil an'am, that milk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we created that, then look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nusqikum mimma fi butunihi min bayni farthi wa dami labanan khalisan. That in that stomach, between feces and between blood, is pure milk coming out. There isn't any discolor of redness. There's no foul smell of the feces. Yes, that and that milk when it comes out, it's something you relish, you enjoy. It's satiating to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at that. And today when we research, then we see that the cow has got how many stomachs? Suhail? Four stomachs. Four stomachs the cow has got. Four. It will eat the food, meaning it becomes cud. That goes into the first two stomachs. Meaning it's undigested in the first two stomachs. It eats for 6.5 hours a day, the cow. Correct? 6.5 hours, we haven't put the clock as yet. Approximately, this is how much it will eat. 6.5 hours that cow will eat. It will sit down and it regurgitates for some time. So the food in the first two stomachs comes back. It actually like burps it to the mouth, properly chews it, and sends it back to number 3 and number 4 stomach. Any computer system, the owner comes and he presses button, right? Okay, let it chew one more time, little more fine. Okay, now go back into the stomach. And that now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us from that same grass, Allah is giving us milk. Look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and fashioned each one of us. Allah subhanahu says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Look at the earth, look at the sky, look at yourself, O insan, how we created you. Each one of us, look at ourselves, how Allah has fashioned us to the best of ways. Allah created us to perfection. Every single part of us is to perfection. The lesson for each one of us, the lesson, very important, that Allah has created this earth, yes, Allah created this earth. There was no big bang. There wasn't. Allah created the earth and Allah created us. Allah created us. So nothing just happened. Allah created us. We're not from monkeys. One alim, he wrote a kitab. Don't know, we mentioned it Friday. One of them, not too sure whether it was in this masjid. So one alim wrote one kitab. And he gave it to a university student who's Hafizul Quran. He says, MashaAllah, you Hafizul Quran, you in the university. You know, I need to, you know, draw from your expertise. Look for any grammatical errors in my writing. And if there's anything according to research, come back to me. So he read the whole kitab. He comes back. He says, Mawlana, shukr alhamdulillah, one, two errors, grammatical. We sorted it out. We highlighted it. And, you said you want to know if there's anything against theory? Yes. Well, there's one thing in that kitab of yours, you're writing against Darwin's theory. What's the problem? What is the issue? Didn't we all come from monkeys? Mala says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He's Hafidhul Quran and he doesn't believe that Allah has created him. He's Hafidhul Quran. What's going to happen to the rest of the ummah? Have we ever sat with the youngsters and our children and our sons and daughters? Like, what did you learn in school? What is new? Or forget about asking them what you did. Let's be proactive and teach them the positive. The negative will never come into them. Teach them what's right. Then the moment anything is contrary to that, Papa, this is what the teacher said. Is it right? No, beta, that's wrong. What I thought you was wrong was the right thing. That is incorrect. So Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. And Allah just didn't create us and then He fashioned us. He gave us form. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُوَرَكُمْ. He formed us and He formed us in the best of ways. Best. Today one car you want, Well, that's the model and the spec for 2018. 2019, there's a new spec. Sometimes they bluff us, just the tail lights they change. It's a 2019 model. They're running out of ideas. Yet every person, every one of us, are distinct in our features. Every one of us. You can look at any person over here, we all look indifferent. And if any person, you think you look similar to someone, well, pull your fingerprint down next to his and you'll see the difference. Every single one of us, Allah is not running short of fingerprints. They are saying that at any given day, 350,000 children are born. If you go mathematically, it's approximately 4.5 children per second are being born. Yet every one of them, different fingerprint. That's the human kind. What about the animal kind? Every zebra, how do you know who's your mother? I mean, they all look the same to me. The young recognizes the mother from the pattern and the stripes on the mother. Because every mother has got a different pattern of its stripes. Every one of them. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ Allah fashioned and He perfected our form and our shape. Every one of us. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Allah is the best of creators. Ulama ikram explain and they say, sometimes you get cut, you're worried about the scar. Maybe your son fell down and he's got stitches. Shame, now this is my daughter. When she gets old, I'm worried about the proposal and there's a scar on her face. So ulama say that generally, honey is very good in healing of scars without leaving anything behind. Try to use honey. Obviously, it shouldn't be an open wound, but to use honey. And after that, to recite before applying the honey, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Little bit saliva and apply that onto that scar, that mark. What is the short meaning of this ayah? ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ Then we created it a new creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ All blessings is to Allah. أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Who is the best of creators. So when we read this, this is in the 18th juz of the Quran. The second page is with the 13 line Quran. The second page, 18th juz of the Quran, Surah Mu'minun, we will find it there. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and His love. وَآخِرْ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ